V'sachem benachas parachas mishnah beis ein mavi'en lo mibeis hazbalan v'lo mibeis hashlachem v'lo mibeis ha'ilan. You cannot bring grain to be used for menachas from a beis hazbalan, from a field that needs to be fertilized. And since that field needs to be fertilized, maybe it was not fertilized properly, and therefore the grain that was grown there was not the excellent grain that you need for menachas. And so too sometimes the fertilizer takes away the tam, ha'pri, the taste of what is grown there. And so too, you cannot use grain that was grown in a beis hashlachem, a field that needs to be watered constantly. And this type of field does not grow excellent grain. And so too, you cannot use grain that was grown in a beis ha'ilan, a field that has trees growing there, as the trees take away the nutrients from the ground, and therefore the grain that is grown there is not as good as grain that is grown in a field without trees. Vim hei di kasher. But if you do use grain that was grown in one of these places, the mincha would be kasher b'diyat. How lechatchila should you cultivate a field in which you use the grain from that field for menachas? Nara shana rishona. You should plow the entire field the first year. And the Gemara explains that you should plant only half of that field the first year. Uveshnia zara kodem lepesach 7 yom. And the second year you should plant it 70 days before Pesach. The second year you should plant the other half of the field which you did not plant the first year. And you should do that every single year, plant the half of the field which you did not plant the previous year. Such a field which is cultivated in this way, which is planted 70 days before Pesach, and only half of the field is planted each year, would make very good grain, and from that grain, a lot of flour could be made. How do you check the flour, which is to be used for a mincha, to make sure that the flour was sifted properly? Hagizbor machnes es yodo litocha. The gizbor, the person who's in charge of maintenance of hegdish, he would put his hand inside the flour. He would pull up some of the flour. If the flour that he pulled up is like dust, very fine flour, such a flour is puzzle for a mincha, until you sift the flour again to get rid of the very fine particles from the flour. If flour that is to be used for a mincha became wormy, most of the flour has become wormy, such flour is puzzle for a mincha. Mishnah Gimel, Tekoa Afa L'Shemen. A place called Tekoa grows very good olives. And those olives are olives, the best olives, to make Shemen Zayas from, to be used, to be put in Menachas and in the menorah. Abishol Oimer Shniola Regev Be'ever HaYardin. Abishol says, the second best olives for olive oil is a place called Regev. And Regev, they grow very good olives, that is in Ever HaYardin, the other side of the Yardin, Eretz Ruvain. Olives that came from all our ratos, from anywhere, would be kosher to make olive oil from, to be used for the menorah and menachos. But lechatchila they brought from the above mentioned places, as those olives are the best. Lechatchila, you should not bring olives to make olive oil from, and to use it for menachos and the menorah, from a field which needs to be fertilized. And the field that needs to be fertilized sometimes is not fertilized properly, and therefore the olives would not be the best quality. And also the chatzili should not bring olives from a beis hashlachem, a land that needs to be watered constantly, as the olives that grow there are not the best. And also the chatzili should not bring olives from an orchard in which there was rum planted in between the trees. And since there is rum planted there also, the olives are not the best. But if you do bring olives from one of these places, b'di'eved, the olive oil that is made from those olives will be kosher for menachas and further menorah. Ein mevi'en ampiknon, bim hevi puzzle. You cannot bring olives which did not ripen sufficiently to make olive oil from, to be used for menachas and for the menorah. And if you do so, the olive oil that is made from those olives would be puzzle, even idiot. In Mavim and Agagarim Shanishru Bamayim. So too, you cannot bring olive oil from olives that were soaked in water before they made the olive oil from those olives, as the olive oil from those olives would not be very good olive oil. Velo min akfushim, velo min ashlukim. Them heavy puzzle. And so too, you cannot make olive oil from olives that were pickled or cooked. And if you do bring olive oil from these olives, that olive oil, even b'di'eved, will be possible to be used for menachos and for the menorah.